Baruch Hashem, Chanukah is coming. I know for those in America, it's also a big Yom Tov. Thanksgiving, Chasdei Hashem. It's a very special time to be with Mishpacha, to be with family, to give Hoidoya, to say thank you to Hashem. Everybody could hear okay? Yeah, thumbs up. The audio is working. Everybody can hear? Okay, great. Let's speak today about Or. Let's speak about light. Because Chanukah is the time of Or. It's the time of light. Now, where did light come from? So, of course, we look to the Torah. The Torah says that in the beginning, Hashem said, Yihi Or, let there be light. Let there be light. Now, what was this light referring to? Was this light referring to the sun, the moon, the stars, the luminaries? Or is this light referring to a different type of orb, a different type of light? And on Chanukah, which is the time of light, what are we really trying to tap into? So I'm going to read you from the Medrash. The Medrash says, Or Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, the light that Hashem created on the first day, Adam Soifa Boy Misoif HaOilam Ve'ad Soifa. A person could see from one end of the world to the other. Looks like I can do a little bit of that right now, seeing my dear friend Yehuda Sokol and Andrew Schaefer in their cars. I'm seeing from one end of the world to the other. It's a gevalt. Mabit Misoif HaOilam Ad Soifa, you could see across the whole world with this light. Kivin shenestakel haKodesh Baruch Hu b'dora mabul b'dora flaga v'rosh maaseh mekul kolam. When Hashem looked into the future and he saw the dora mabul, he saw the generation of the flood, and he saw the generation that were going to make a machloikas against Hashem, and their actions were mekulko. Hashem took that light and he put it into Geniza. He hid that light. Why? Because he didn't want the Rishayim. If the Rishayim would find such a light, if the Rishayim would find such an or, this would be a terrible thing. Because imagine you give a very, very powerful, powerful tool that you could see from one end of the world to the other to somebody who's not Roy. You give that power to somebody who's a Rasha, so they might do bad things with it. So Hashem said, I want to take that light. It's too powerful. I'm going to hide it. The Yimna Mirshoyim Oyrim, like the Pasuk says in Eoiv, I hid from the Rishoyim that light. Ulami Gonzu. So then Hashem hid it, but who did he hide it for? L'tzadikim lasid lavoi. Hashem hid that light for the tzadikim lasid lavoi shenemar or zarua latzadik. Or zarua latzadik uli yishrei leiv simcha. There's an or that was zarua, that's nizra, that was planted, that was hidden. You know, when you plant something, by definition, you're hiding it. You hide that thing in the ground. That ore that was planted for the tzaddikim, lasid lavoi, shenema or zarul atzaddik. Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Zeira Omar, this is often the Medrash Rabba. Kedai to see it, Medrash Rabba Yud Aleph Beis. Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Zeira Omar, that ore, that light, Lamed Vav Sha'os was the light that 36 hours Shimsha Oysa Oyha Oyra, that light was shining for 36 hours, that Odom Arishon was in Gan Eden. What's the 36 hours? What's the Cheshbon? 12 hours on Erev Shabbos, 12 hours on Leil Shabbos, and 12 hours on Shabbos day. Those were the Lamed Vav Sha'os of the or agon is that a person could see, he could be mabed nisoifa oilam ad soifai, could look from one end of the world to the other. And with that or that makes healing, that or is an or of warmth. That or, what does it mean to look across the world? It means I could look into things. I could see what things are. You know, when I say that someone has a lot of or on their face, I don't just mean that they put on a little bit too much coconut oil and they're just extra shiny. And, you know, it's like, you know, too much. I mean that there's something shining inside of them. And, you know, you could have such a thing that a person could be, so to speak, a very quote unquote, by the magazine standards, a very beautiful person, but they seem very dark. And then you could have somebody who is not necessarily what they might put on the cover of a magazine, but he's lichtig, he has a lot of light. That or is an or of relationship. Or always means that I could see into things, I could see deeper. What does it mean to see across the world? It means that I see into the world, I see across, I see into existence. So now there's no more space that's distancing us. Like our teacher, the Baal Shem Tov, said, wherever a Yid's consciousness is, that's where he is. So right now I could see everybody here on the screen, but I'm thinking, I'm using that or to feel close to all of you, to look across the world, not just that I can look on a screen, but to see, and to all the distance of the world is gone. That's what it means. I could see across the world because I connect in a deep way. So that was the or that Adam HaRishon had in Gan Eden. Okay. You know, the word or is the gematria raz. Raz. Raz means a secret. Raz means a secret. Or is always the secret dimension of a person. The or that Hashem took that or and he put it into Geniza for the tzaddikim. So the Baal Shem Tov says, where did he put the or? He put it into the Torah. He hid that or into the Torah. And the Rishayim, who don't know how to learn the Torah, they only see the chitzonius of the Torah. So that or would be protected. That or would be protected for those tzaddikim who know how to learn the Torah in a way of oy raisa, in the way of seeing the panimius of Torah, in the way of looking deeper into the essence of Torah, into the or of the Torah, not just the letters of the Torah, but who is giving me the Torah. That's the or. Okay. That was the or that Adam had for the Lamed Vav Shots. Beautiful. So Hashem took this or, which is a Nifladika or, and he hid it away for the Tzadikim. And through all the generations, the Tzadikim had this or, and they would use this or. And it was an or of Nevuah. It was an or of clarity. And then something happened. Something very terrible happened. Darkness descended to the world. Chazal say that in the beginning of the Torah, Bereshis bara lakim, Esa Shemaim ve'esa aretz, ve'aretz ha'esa soyu v'avoyim v'choshech al p'nei sahoyim. Toyu zubavim. This is the gullus, the exile of Babylon, which is called Toyu. Boyu is paras u'modai, is haman, choshech zu yavam. Darkness, this is the Greeks. Shechshichu einehem shel Yisrael batayil. That they made the eyes of the Jews dark. What does it mean they made our eyes dark in learning Torah? Yavam came along and they said, we don't mind if you learn Torah. Now, how could you say that, Rabbi? I thought that that was one of the three gezeiros they said that we can't do. Mila, Shabbos, Chodesh, Torah. Isn't that why we play dreidel? Because when we came into the caves, that we were learning, and then we had to close the sefer and spin the dreidel. No, they didn't mind the Torah. The Torah was very intelligent. They just said, don't tell me that God is inside the Torah. Don't tell me there's anything deeper than the words that you see on the page. Don't tell me there's anything more than what your eyes see. What you see is what there is. Don't tell me there's an or in the Torah that lets me look across the world, that lets me look into things. What does it mean? Who is this person? To let me understand you, Hashem. That they couldn't handle. That they said, we can't have this. So Yavan introduced such a mahalach of cheshech, which means you can learn Torah, but it's not alive. There's no light to it. You can get 50 PhDs in learning Torah. You can become a PhD and get a doctorate from the University of such and such, and as a Talmudic scholar. But there's no Hashem. There's no Hashem in the Torah. They took that or and they rejected that light. Everything about Choshech was that rejection that Hashem is inside my learning. You guys are all learning. The question on Hanukkah is, am I learning with the or of Torah, with the or agonis, with that light that Hashem created the whole world with? And he created the whole world that we should have a relationship to you, Hashem. That warmth, that beauty, the oiraisa, that light. The cheshech that they brought put out that light. And on Hanukkah, we have to bring that light back. It says that Yovan wanted that the Torah should be translated into Greek. That was on the eighth day of Tevis. It says, you can look it up in the Torah, or Chaim Simon Tov Kuf Pei, that when Ptalmei HaMelech said that the Torah should be translated into 70 languages, into Greek, the Septuagint. So at that moment, the world became dark for 3 days. What's Pshat? Just because you translated the Torah to Greek, why should it become so dark? The answer is, the Torah in Lashon Kodesh, the Torah has endless secrets in Rosh HaTevis and Sefer HaTevis and Gematrias and Niflah D'Gaor. Yavan wanted to say, let's reduce the Torah to the Pshat. Let's just write a Greek art scroll. Pshat, nothing else. There's no Greek Gematrias. There's no Greek Rosh HaTevis, Sefer HaTevis. There's no Sefer, there's no Paradise in a Greek Sefer Torah. They wanted to take the Sefer Torah and make it Pshat. And just the Pshat is wondrous. And we'll learn the Pshat, and it's amazing. It's a great work of literary genius. So we want to learn that also. Because they loved knowing things. They just never wanted what they knew to affect them. They never wanted to believe that there's such a thing called Elokus. What Greek brought to the world, which is a chiddush, it's important to know this. Greek brought to the world something called minus, to be a heretic. Before the Greeks, everybody was into something called Avodah Zarah. At that time, Avodah Zarah was very trendy, you understand. Chazal say, if you have to go to a house of Avodah Zarah or a house of minus, which one do you think you should go to? What's better? What's the worst of two evils? Chazal say, it's worse to go to a house of minus, of not believing anything, than to go to a house of Avodah Zarah. Because at least in a house of Avodah Zarah, you're being oivid. You're at least an oivid. You're being oivid something zar, but at least you're in it. You're oivid something. You're going somewhere. But minus, Greek introduced the chiddush that there's nothing. There's nothing to be oivid. Ah, you'll say, but didn't the Greeks have all their gods? That was just culture. They didn't actually believe in them. They didn't believe they had to be oivid then. It was a cultural thing. It actually didn't have any bearing. Everyone had cultural things. Don't think that there's an actual elokus that's giving the Torah. They stripped away all morality. That's Choshech. And the Babylonians were into idol worship. It still wasn't chayshu. Haman, idol worship, wasn't chayshu. Yavan begins chayshu. Chayshu means there's no elokus. I'm rejecting elokus. Everything is just a pshat. What you see is what you get. The tzaddik can give a mashal. If you have a house, now imagine you look inside the house and there's a big light inside the house. So you look through the window and you see everything's lichtig. The whole house is beautiful. You see chandeliers and you see, you know, mahogany bookshelves and you see it's lebedik in there. It's gewaldig. It's beautiful. It's lichtig. You see into it. But imagine you're outside the home and you see that the lights are all turned off. So you can't see into the house. You can only see the outside of the house. When the lights are off, when there's chayshach, all you see is the chitzonius. But when you light up the inside, then you could see the pnimius. This goes so much also for dating. And Rav Nachman says a very scary thing. He says, why are people having a hard time with shidduchim? He says, because nobody has faces anymore. You can't see each other's face. It's like it's dark. What does it mean? It means like a person looking at that house we just said, but the lights are turned off. So when you look at the person, so you might see a house, but I want to look inside. Who are you? So if you want the girl to know who you are, you have to turn on a light inside. When you turn on a light inside, she looks through the windows and wow, this is beautiful. There's somebody there. This is gewaldig. But if the light hasn't been ignited yet, it's still Greek in there. So then she sees the outside. She might see a very nice guy, you know, wearing a nice suit, you know, taking out his nice credit card, picking her up in a nice car. But she says, who are you? I want to find you. I want to find you. That's the or that we want to be madlik on Chanukah. That's the or that rejects that Greek way that everything is chitzonius, that's pshat. I'm translating the Torah into Greek because what you see is what there is and there's nothing more. So during this time, when Klal Yisrael started to fight, you know, the halacha is you're not allowed to daven for miracles. You're allowed to daven for somebody to get well, but you're not allowed to daven for somebody to come back from the dead. Because that's a miracle. You're not allowed to. They asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, he said, what about if someone is terminally ill, lo aleinu? He said, really, you shouldn't be able to daven, except that there's always medicines coming out. So those medicines make it that it's not a miracle anymore. But you really, you're not allowed to daven for somebody who otherwise would be terminally ill, because it's a miracle. So the Ramah says, if a person forgets to say Ala Nisim, he forgets to say it in benching and davening. Look in your siddur. There's an insert that you could make. Harachaman hu yase lanu nisim kasher asisa lavoisenu ba yomim hahen bizman hazeh. Translate. May the merciful one, Hashem, may you do miracles for us like you did to our forefathers in those days now. How do you daven for miracles? I thought you're not allowed to daven for miracles. What's the answer? Every single year during the time of Chanukah, the Ramchal teaches us, many others, that the same lights, bayamim ahem, like it was in those days, Bizman hazeh, also now, those same spiritual lights come back down to the world. Those same oiris, the same lamed vav, nerois, the oragonus that come out during this time, those same lights come out. Well, you know what? On Chanukah, it's not above nature to daven for miracles. On Chanukah, that is nature. It's miracles. Hashem brings those lights down again. that you can and you should daven for miracles. Daven for things you never could thought would be possible in your life. Daven for things, for everything. There's nothing that you can't ask for in Hanukkah. Because where does a miracle come from? It comes from this light. The light of the inside of a yid is beyond this world. The neshama, that's the light that you're tapping into. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Hashem has a candle, has a ner. It's called the soul of a yid. Nishmas Adam. It's called every one of our souls. That's the light. Those are the Lamed Vav Neiros. These 36 candles that we light, these are the 36 candles, the 36 hours that that light was blazing for Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, the Or HaGanuz, that you could look from one end of the world to the other, you could see into things. It's a miraculous light. Those are the Lamed Vav Mesechtas. That's why the Tzadikim says there's 36 Mesechtas in Shas. Because Hashem put this light into the 36 Mesechtas of Shas. That's a light from Losid Lovo. That's a light beyond, beyond, beyond. And that's a light that you can and you must ask Hashem for. Say, Hashem, I need this light. I want to look into things. I want to look deeper. I want to see what life is all about. I want to be a lichtige yid. I want to take that house, this bias of mine, and I don't want to turn the lights, keep the lights on. I want to start turning them on. When you're standing by the candles, have that in mind. Daven for miracles by the candles. Don't just light and then go off to something. Befrat, and not only the 30 minutes. Stay with the oyer. Stay with that light. All the lights of the world, tzaddikim say, are spiritual. The lights come down. Every holiday, there's a spiritual light that comes down. On Hanukkah, that spiritual light becomes physical. Again, every Chag, there are lights that come down to the world. The Oiris of Rosh Hashanah, the Oiris of Sukkot, there are lights that come down and you feel them. But there's one Chag that light takes on a physical manifestation. Hanukkah. That candle is those Oiris coming down. That's what the tzaddikim spent a sach tzai. They spent a lot of time looking at their candles. They didn't run away to, you know, fill their belly with sufganiyot, like, you know, like they say, Moisev HaHoylech. Day one is one, day two is two, three, four, you know, Moisev HaHoylech. And they count from last year. So there's Moisev HaHoylech every single year. Stay, you can have, by the way, see Meir eats sufganiyos. He sits by it, speaks for like 5 hours about Minag Yisroel. And the Inyan of Minag Yisroel is that it's so holy, it can't even come into letters. You know, it doesn't say anyone shas about, you know, sufganiyas. And then he takes like a sliver of the sufganiya and then the chassidim, you know, attack and jump on the rest of it. Have the sufganiyas, have the latkes, zikha, you have to. And spin the shin dreidels and look at the lights. Look at the oyer. The or b'gematria raz. That's the secret of the yid, is the or. That's the secret of your relationships, is or. That's the or that's going to be coming out for us. Or zaruah latzadik. That's the light that Hashem implanted inside of us. That's the oyer of Melech HaMashiach. This is the or that's going to take all the cheshech and just destroy it and push it all away. The cheshech of the world is strong. But a little bit of light, you guys, every one of you guys, that you're where you are, and you're saying, I'm learning Torah. I'm wearing my yanka, my little hat on my head, with my tzitzis out. And I'm speaking about Hashem. You know, Yosef was in the Beis HaAsurim, Yosef HaTzadik. He was the Ish Matzliach. You know what he would do all day? He would hang out with those lowlifes in the prison cell and talk about Hashem. You know, you heard that vort from the parasha? You see that Rav Melech? You see that Torah Wellsprings, Chevra? He would hang out with them in the prison cell and make them feel leibedik. He's the tzaddik. Yosef HaTzadik is always on this time of Hanukkah. It's the Or, is the Tzadik, is the Or, is Zarul HaTzadik. Spend time by the Neris. Grab a hold of that light. And B'siyat B'shmaya, that Or, will be an Or Zarul HaTzadik. Will the Yishrei Lev Simcha bring a tremendous Simcha to all of us. And B'zrat Hashem, Rabbeisai, we should be zeichet to keep learning together. To learn together in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. To learn together with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Meher of Yameinu, Amen. My friends, you make me so happy to see you. It gives a light to me. It lights me up in a tremendous way. And like we said from the Baal Shem Tov, wherever a Yid's mind is, that's where they are. So we're touching together right now the Or HaGanuz, the Siat B'Shmaya. Enjoy the Yom Tov today, the Yom Tov of Halva Haridaya, the Thanksgiving, the Siat B'Shmaya. Enjoy the family time. It should be a tremendous Yom Tov for everybody, a Freilich and Lichtig and Chanukah, and a good Shabbos.